With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. First Lady Jill Biden and President-elect Trump will be attending the same event in France this weekend.
As a part of her final solo foreign trip as First Lady, Biden will join other dignitaries in Paris to celebrate the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral. Trump will also be there. He announced that he, too, will travel to the French capital for the high-security event. Saturday's ceremony will come about 6 weeks before Trump's inauguration, which will be attended by the Bidens. The cathedral was painstakingly reconstructed after fire nearly destroyed it 5 years ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Senate Democrats elect Chuck Schumer of New York as the new minority leader. The GOP took back control of the Senate in the election, which booted Schumer from his majority leader role. Democrat Dick Durbin of Illinois will also likely retain his position as whip, the number three spot currently held by retiring Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan. South Korea's president is lifting martial law, saying he made the declaration because opposition parties were sympathizing with North Korea and controlling parliament. The South Korean parliament quickly voted to end the martial law. The president signed off on it. An NFL linebacker receives a multi-game ban after a controversial hit.
Texans linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair was suspended by the NFL without pay for 3 games for repeated violations of player safety rules following his hit to the head of Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence, which led to a concussion. In his letter to Al-Shaair, NFL Vice President of Football Operations John Runyon noted that he has had multiple offenses for personal fouls and sportsmanship-related rules violations in recent seasons. Runyon says, quote, "Video shows you striking the head-neck area of Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence after he clearly goes down in a feet-first slide." I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
This is SRN News. Christians in Syria are under siege.
An unexpected flare-up of fighting between government forces and Islamic rebels has put the small community of believers in and around Aleppo in a tight spot. While the Syrian government is somewhat tolerant of Christians, the Muslim insurgents are not. In this latest rebel offensive, there are already reports of Christians being singled out for persecution, forced to close their shops and hide in their homes. The rebels are also pulling down Christmas decorations in Christian neighborhoods. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Would you trust an artificial intelligence program designed to look like Christ with your innermost thoughts and troubles? Researchers have released findings from a 2-month experiment with such a program in a Catholic chapel in Switzerland, where an avatar of Jesus on a computer screen took questions from visitors and offered responses based on scripture. Critics say there's no substitute for an actual relationship with Christ. This is SRN News. Senator Mitch McConnell is blasting the decision by two federal judges to change their minds about retiring now that President Trump has won the election. Bob Agnew reports.
The Senate Republican leader says the decision, apparently aimed at preventing Trump from nominating more conservative replacements, amounts to open partisanship. McConnell says, quote, "Looking to history, only two judges have ever unretired after a presidential election. But now, in just a matter of weeks, Democrats have already met that all-time record." Bob Agnew reporting.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he will cooperate with ICE under certain circumstances to deport illegal immigrants. At a Tuesday news conference, Adams said that he wants to see illegal immigrants who rape, commit robberies, or shoot at police officers be deported. Adams said he hopes for a sit-down soon with Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, and that he is not going to be warring with this administration. More details at SRNNews.com.